halves and on both sides of the ball. There were some pivotal moments in the game that went our way, and one was the and our guys made some big plays on both sides of the ball. But the pivotal moment in the red zone, the interception by Caleb Curtin, and the sudden change touchdown drive. I mean, that was a 14-point swing. So that was a big play in the game. Senior days are always emotional games. Proud of our guys for their mental toughness and sustained effort to go out and execute from start to finish. We knew it was going to be a 60-minute game. Maine is an explosive team. Showed that in the return game. And PV DeMoss is a tandem that can get the ball down the field and into the end zone quickly. But I felt like we did a really good job up front, both sides of the ball, stopping the run defensively, and our ability to run the ball and be balanced offensively just makes our vertical passing game that much more effective. So we had some seniors who really shined: Downing, Baker, Brayboy, Diaké offensively, the group up front with Jabril Williams and Kevin Burkett, two seniors. And then defensively, Caleb Curtin, Khalil Baker, Josh Johnson, Nick Velos, Dylan Tucker, and Donovan Everett with a sack in there. Big games by our seniors. So proud of that whole group.
Let's start with Rashawn Baker. Third straight game with over 150 yards this week, 156, three touchdowns. Just talk about his resurgence and the day he had.
Yeah, we great day for Rashawn, and he's this has been 3 weeks in a row. He's been highly effective. And proud of the group in front of him, really. We had a lot of moving parts on our offensive line early in the season, losing both tackles and having to move Kevin Burkett and Jabril Williams around. That came with some growing pains for us. But I'm very proud of that group and their growth during the season. And Rashawn Baker, I mean, he is running with patience, vision, physicality, and some speed with some explosive runs. And doing a really good job in protection for us too. Some of those down the field passes, he's had to step up and do a great job in protection. So, real proud of him and proud of that group. And I also want to throw in like our tight ends. We lost Cody Hardy in practice on Tuesday. And Cody's one of our biggest, strongest, toughest players on our team, an all conference level tight end. And Dylan Magazoo and Davis Adoyin both stepped up in a big way, so we could still get into 12 personnel and be effective in the run and play action game. So, real proud of that group.
Offense, if we had gone back 4 or 5 weeks ago, you were using a couple of different quarterbacks, really searching for a way to score points. And now you've scored 121 over the last 3 weeks during this win streak, and really, almost 500 yards again on Saturday. What has been the key to the resurgence of this offense over the last month?
Yeah, it's a combination of things, Rob, really. The play of our group up front is a big part of it, protecting the quarterback and being able to be balanced and effective in the run game has helped us. Matthew Downing is playing really good football right now. And we offensively, we have really, focused on what we do well and making sure that Matthew has opportunities to get rid of the football, doing a good job protecting and helping our tackles too with some of the edge rushers in our league. And we're making plays on the outside, making competitive catches and hitting our shots. And when you put all that stuff together, now we're moving the ball down the field more effectively, sustaining drives, we're scoring points in the red zone, and playing winning football.
We've talked a lot about the year Chandler Brayboy has had, and when Maine gets that game back to 3 points, he has the long kick return, then the 70-yard TD catch. You've been doing this a while. Where does he rank as far as a guy who can just seem to turn a game on the dime with a big play?
Yeah, Chandler's explosive. He really is. He's strong, he's fast, he's highly competitive, and he's a big weapon for us. So he can strike quickly, and glad that we've got him as a weapon to get the ball down the field in a hurry and get it in the end zone.
Question this morning from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Tony, how nice has it been to have Caleb Curtin back there? It seems like he's ready to make a big play so often here the last few years. So what's that like to have him back there?
Yeah, Caleb, he is a very smart football player. Real strong football IQ. He's a talented athlete. He's highly competitive. He's a playmaker and he's got really good ball skills. We actually recruited Caleb as a receiver after his junior year in high school. He was primarily a receiver and we had signed him as a receiver. And then his senior year, he went out and I think he led the state in interceptions, won the state championship at Grimsley High School. And it didn't take long for us to move him over to the defensive side of the ball that redshirt freshman year. So, Caleb's a great player. It's awesome to see him step up in those moments and for us, and he's a big leader for us on defense. And that's where you lean on your seniors and on your playmakers and for moments like that. And stepped in front of that pass, and that was a big play for us in the football game.
Is there anything this year that he's done that maybe he's where he's improved the most this season in any particular areas?
He's tackling well. He's showing up in the run game. He's doing it on both ends. He's been a playmaker. I mean, he is always around the ball. If he has opportunities at the picks and making the big plays, he's a moment of truth guy where he's typically going to make that play for us. So, he's as consistent, as anyone we've had here on the back end.
Thank you.
Tony, I want to talk a little bit about the defense. You mentioned the PV and Moss and the dangerous duo they are, but you held Maine's running game. You kind of made them one-dimensional, held them to 59 yards. How big was that?
It's really big because we knew we wanted to stop the run and keep the ball in front of us, protect the top of our defense, and try to make them earn it. And they did. They put together a drive there. A 91 play drive that they did put together. But we made them earn it and kept the ball in front of us. And they had a late touchdown drive as well that, we kept it in front of us, but they ended up getting it in the end zone. But proud of the job that we're doing in the run game right now. And if you can make teams one dimensional, I think they had 6 yards rushing in the second half, and that's a really a tribute to our defensive front and our linebackers, the way we're fitting that run. And that was an important part of the ball game to, keep them one dimensional and be able to keep the ball in front of us on the back end.
Looking ahead to Saturday, short road trip for you to North Carolina A&T, a team that's obviously dealt with a number of injuries this season, but it still has plenty of talent. As you've started to study them a little bit on film, what are some of the things that jump out?
Yeah, North Carolina A&T, I mean, they are a prideful program with a rich football tradition. They've had to deal with a lot of injuries and some adversity this season, but Coach Brown has them still playing hard, and Justin Fombi, he's an experienced quarterback. They're physical in the run game, and watching them play defense in the second half against Towson, they are playing hard. They're playing angry. And I know that being a regional rival and the final game of the season, I know we're going to see their very best. So it's going to be a good CAA football game on Saturday.
I know the season in its entirety maybe hasn't gone quite the way you want it, but how big would it be to finish with four straight wins, get to 6-6, and then have a yet another year with a winning record in the CAA?
Yeah, it's big for us. I hate that we weren't able to compete for a championship this year and return to the playoffs, but our kids and our graduating seniors in the program, they're going to remember how we finished. And it speaks volumes to their character and their fight. And it's a group that's got winning habits. And I know they're going to be highly successful in life after Elon. So we need to go out. We need to finish it right for them and for our program. It will be great to finish this with four straight wins and five of our last six.
All right, Tony, thanks for the time this morning and taking time to do this.